Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. That's why Poetry Magazine is proudly called Chicago home for more than 100 years. Poetry publishes contemporary poetry, including talents like Ada Limone, Ocean Vuong, and Avery R. Young. New subscribers to Poetry Magazine also receive an exclusive tote bag. Get yours at poetrymagazine.org/totes4poets. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Thank you for supporting WBEZ. You keep public media public. December gifts are among the most important because they set the tone for our reporting in 2026. Next year, we're doubling down on bringing you stories that arm you with the facts. This journalism relies on everyone contributing what they can. Join them today at wbez.org/donate.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
I'm Erin Allen. In 2024, Cynthia Fife Townsell and her husband bought a house in Burnside, and a big selling point for them was a vacant side lot right next door. They wanted space for their two dogs.
Ellison is German Shepherd cattle dog mix. So he's the big baller. And then Shaka Cookie Puss is our Australian Labradoodle.
Cynthia and her husband were under the impression that because the vacant land was city-owned, purchasing the lot would be a simple process. Spoiler, it was not, still is not. Reporter Jeb Bakke picks up the story from here.
The city is supposed to maintain its vacant lots, but Cynthia's been doing all of that, putting in the labor and money to keep up the yard. She wants to own the lot outright before spending any more time and personal finances on it. So she wants to know, what is the process for purchasing a city-owned vacant lot? And what's taking so long? Okay, so here's how your average person buys a vacant lot. First, you apply to purchase on a website called Shyblock Builder. Then, behind the scenes, your application is reviewed by the Department of Planning and Development, or DPD, to see if it meets all the criteria. If it does, the application is then sent for approval by City Council. If your application is approved, you're good to go. But for Cynthia, her lot was not for sale. It's owned by the city, but seemingly sitting in limbo. There's a different process for that. She had to fill out an interest form for the city to consider putting it up on the bi-yearly land sale listings. But for the past few rounds of new listings, that side yard was still not for sale. Whitney Mungin with Planning and Development addressed this issue in a recent webinar.
On average, each round has about 500 parcels, so we can't list them all every single round. We take a look at them, we share them with the alders, we get feedback, and we make sure that the interest that is provided to us aligns with community need, interest in other projects that are happening.
In Cynthia's case, she says the lot has been empty for over 20 years. The alderperson's office of Cynthia's ward says this situation comes up a lot. Here's Alvin Ryder, spokesman for alderperson Michelle Harris.
What happens a lot of times is that the neighbors, they maintain those lots, they take care of those lots, so it's only right to allow them to take them over if they're interested in and taking on the responsibility of maintaining and the tax liabilities and all things that come with those types of lots.
Ryder speaks in support of residents' right to purchase the side lots adjacent to their homes. But a year is a long time to wait. So where is Cynthia's application getting held up? We don't know exactly. The Alder's office claims to have not seen the application yet, and the DPD hasn't clarified an issue with the application either. Purchasing a vacant lot in Chicago seems like it should be simple. But often, where the process slows down is with the alderperson. That's according to Juan Sebastian Arias, an advocate for equitable development.
If we know what are the kinds of uses that bring more community benefit, then there should be an easier process that doesn't require going through city council necessarily.
We're not sure that this is the holdup with Cynthia. However, alders make the final decisions on zoning and land use in their wards. And the consolidation of power in the hands of alders has been a point of concern for those interested in improving the city's land sales. In fact, the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development found in a 2023 investigation that the local veto power of alders in Chicago limits the availability of affordable housing, disproportionately harms Black and Hispanic households, and perpetuates segregation. Juan works with Elevated Chicago, which did a study with the DePaul Institute for Housing Studies that uncovered some trends in the vacant land of Chicago.
Some of the findings from that study were that there are, you know, over 8,800 city-owned vacant lots in the city, vast majority concentrated in neighborhoods in the South and West Sides, and 80% of those are in communities that are over 80% predominantly Black.
He said these are the neighborhoods that have suffered historic disinvestment, and they're the ones with the most vacant lots. Back in Burnside, Cynthia wants her neighborhood to be a nice place to live. Before she moved in, the vacant lot was covered in trash and unsightly overgrowth.
Like a deep forest. Like it was wild. You couldn't see the neighbor's yard from that fence on this side. So we had some crabapple trees cut down, a lot of shrubs, and just wild invasive plants and things removed.
A job the city is supposed to take care of. But Cynthia took matters into her own hands, going above and beyond, even now, taking the time to maintain the lawn and plant native plants to grow a garden. She wants to stay on the right side of the law, meaning she wants to purchase it and pay the city, seeming to Cynthia a net positive to both her and the city of Chicago.
Well, can we just write you a check now? And let's hurry up and get it over with. So we don't have competing interests, I don't think.
In the meantime, Cynthia waits in hopes of beautifying her block and having a nice place for her dogs to run around.
Thanks to Jeb Bakke for reporting this week's story. There are vacant lots all over Chicago, and individual residents are not the only ones making plans for them. Next episode, we're going to hear from the co-founder of Grow Greater Inglewood, an organization that is doing innovative work on abandoned areas on the South Side, like a nature trail, a farmer's market, and urban farms. For them, it's all about building community and land sovereignty. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.
Love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.